Woman's voice, alto for maximum appeal, tough sounding. Black screen with initiative logo. Select to learn more and sign up. Chapter 1. There is always a moment when the familiar becomes the strange, Cora recited, as she stood looking around at the bustling open docking area of Tomeo Point. Look at your own hand, and you will eventually notice the variation of textures, the growth of nails, and the fade of scars, the peculiarity of having five fingers instead of three. If there ever had been a time when the words of Sarissa Theris resonated more, Cora couldn't remember it. This was a moment that should have felt familiar. After all, she disembarked hundreds of times during station runs with her old Alliance unit. And before that, cargo pickups on her family's ship. She'd even previously visited Tomeo Point, Sol's gateway to the galaxy for the no-frills travel set. Though she didn't remember it well. Too many ports over the years. Too many crowds shuffling and murmuring and jostling in exactly the same way. And yet, somehow, everything about this crowd felt a little off-kilter. Familiar, but strange. From the shadowed loading area near her shuttle's docking tube, out of the other passenger's way, but with a good elevated view of the busy promenade, Cora found herself watching with growing fascination the first human crowd she'd seen in 4 years. There was just something inherently alien about the way humans acted in large groups, wasn't there? Well, the crowd wasn't completely human. Her huntress-trained eyes immediately picked from the churn of movement the slower, dancing glide of two Hanar, and over there was a Salarian, standing stock still as he checked something on his Omnitool. But mostly she just saw hundreds of humans, running to catch the next shuttle, arguing with the cargo staff, yelling some kind of slogan and hefting a placard along with a small gaggle of other protesters, calling out to partners or siblings or grandparents to say that, hey, the cafe had real shrimp and not that protein vat crap. Asari, Cora knew, would all be moving at about the same pace and maintaining a noticeable distance from one another. She'd read somewhere that their version of politeness meant a slightly wider zone of personal space, just beyond easy melding distance. The adults in a Turian crowd tended to move in lockstep, probably out of leftover habit from their years of compulsory military service. By the same token, Krogan deliberately resisted the formation habit, since when they slipped into lockstep, they instinctively started looking for a warlord or battlemaster to lead them in a charge. Took forever to get through a big group of Krogan because so many of them would just stop suddenly and stand still for no reason. But it was either let them do that, or risk a station-wide, days-long brawl between impromptu armies. At least there was a reason for the behavior, unlike with humans. That was what Cora found herself noticing as her gaze picked out 100 little vignettes of behavior. Humans stopped mid-walk while reacting to messages on their Omnitools. Humans paced back and forth, bounced on their toes, leaned against walls. Humans got annoyed when someone slower moved in front of them and speeded up to pull ahead, even though the crowd meant they wouldn't get very far. She kept pinging on them because in any other crowd, these small oddities of behavior looked suspicious, potential threats. But she was pinging everywhere because they weren't threats. They were just humans, a complete chaotic mess. And she was just going to have to get used to it again. Finally proceeding down the steps, Cora shouldered her satchel with a sigh and braced herself to push and weave through the crowd.
Lieutenant Harper! Cora Harper?
The voice made Cora jump, nearby and unexpected as it was, though she sharply controlled a reflex to snap up a biotic barrier around herself. Turning, she saw a tall, slim, brown-skinned woman watching her with a polite, open smile. No, Cora frowned, reassessing at once. It hadn't been for nothing that Nasira Takash, her old commander on Thessia, had drilled her in rapid threat assessment and response. Cora might be pinging false positives all over the place, but she felt sure that her instincts were right in this case. There was something off about the woman's smile. Yes, Cora replied, trying and failing not to sound wary.
I thought that might be you, the woman brightened, extending a hand to shake, which Cora did automatically.
Her body remembered local custom even if her mind was still somewhere back in Asari space.